Today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Thai, and Spanish. تحياتنا لكم مشاهدين المحبين للثقافة ومرحبا بكم إلى رحلة من خلال الممالك الجمالية. منطقة فلسطين قد كانت مأهولة من قبل الحضارات القديمة لمدة 1.5 مليون عام. التاريخ الثقافي الغني لفلسطين هو دليل على هندستها المعمارية، الفنون والعادات، بالإضافة إلى طريقة عيش الناس بها. في جهد للمحافظة على العادات القيمة لهم، مركز المحافظة على الميراث الثقافي في بيت لحم تم تأسيسه منذ 8 أعوام، وتم تعديله إلى مركز صحي لإعادة إصلاحه من قبل المجتمع المشترك به وتعزيز الحس من المسؤولية المشاركة. اليوم سنعرض لكم الجزء الثاني من برنامجنا ذو جزئين، ويقدم مركز المحافظة على الميراث الثقافي في فلسطين مع المدير للمنظمة والمهندس المعماري عصام جحا والمهندس المعماري ندى الأطرش.
Palestinian architecture is simple architecture, mostly in the villages is simple vernacular architecture, simple techniques, the arches and the vaults, the gross vaults, using the local material just to save their purposes and to fulfill their needs. Very close to each other, in harmony with each other, and also in harmony with the nature surrounding them. Because mostly the people who lived in the villages were the farmers, and they always had this special connection between them and their land. So it's easy to notice, like in any urban settlements, that people gathered on the top of the hill and had their farms surrounding them.
تقوم الآنسة ندى الأطرش حاليا بالمساعدة على تأليف كتاب عن الميراث الثقافي الفلسطيني والوسائل للمحافظة عليه. الكتاب هو جهد تعاوني مع 3 جمعيات أخرى للمحافظة على الميراث من فل العمارة في فلسطين، وهي لجنة إصلاح حبرون، معهد الرواق من رام الله، وجمعية الرعاية في القدس.
This is an aerial photo of Bethlehem in the year 1937, which is the aerial photos, the historical aerial photos that we have are one of the elements that help us understand the morphology of the town or village and how did they develop throughout the years, especially that lots of data related to the buildings in Palestine is lost, and we have the stories told by the older people to understand what is happening and figure out the reasons that caused the architecture to look that way.
وسيعرض الكتاب نافذة ملحوظة إلى التاريخ المتنوع للثقافة الفلسطينية وأسلوب الحياة من خلال البحث الموسع المقاد عبر الأعوام والسنين.
Because of the difference in weather and temperature in our land between the summer and the winter, we used to build with hard-cut stone from our local quarries. And if you can notice, the thickness of the walls is massive because this can prevent the chill and cause the house to be cold in the summer days. That's also connected with their living style. They had managed to gather all the facilities they need to live in one room. They had what is called mastaba, which is a platform and the room where they used to sleep. And then in one of the walls you would find a niche where they used to keep their sleeping pillows and blankets, bring them out in the night to sleep, and then put them back in to use the space for living. So they adapted themselves to minimum space in order to be able to keep the most area of the agricultural lands. Also, in order to live closer to each other, they used to work in summer, collect their crops, keep them in the houses for either dry them or pickle them or get the olive oils. In summary, they used to sleep on the roof or in the hosh, which is the courtyard in the middle of the house. This is one other feature that you can find in almost all the Palestinian architecture or vernacular and architecture, the hosh. Can gather the family to live together in this space and provide them privacy from their neighbors. Yet they have a connecting door to the neighbors they're living next to. This used to be the fabric that constituted the historic town.
بعد هذه الرسائل الموجزة برنامج رحلة من خلال الممالك الجمالية سيكمل برنامجنا عن المحافظة للميراث الفلسطيني الجميل. الرجاء ابقوا متصلين إلى تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات.
This is a Palestinian traditional house. You can notice the color of the stone and how is it matching the nature around it, the rocks and everything. This is a complex of rooms. If you can see the difference between this, which is in the cities, and they are caring about the aesthetic appearance of the building, while here this is in the village. All they are trying to do is fulfill their needs, where they only needed rectangular openings to go inside the room.
أهلا بعودتكم إلى برنامج رحلة من خلال الممالك الجمالية على تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. برنامجنا الذي يعرض الجهود لمركز المحافظة على الميراث الثقافي في فلسطين في ترميم فن العمارة الفلسطيني.
So through our adaptive reuse of buildings, we are trying to create a new lifestyle in the middle of the towns and use the architectures that we have in the middles or centers of the historic towns of Bethlehem area, both the villages and towns. We are revitalizing these centers in a modern way.
In the year 2005, we have been able to establish a program named Job Creation Through Cultural Heritage Rehabilitation. In this program, we have select several buildings to be restored and to be reused for current purposes or for new purposes. This program aimed to achieve four important objectives. First, in this program we have been able to protect this historic building of collapsed. Second, we have been able to create jobs. As you may know, in this conservation project include intensive labor, where 40% of the total budget of the project goes to direct employment. Also, after the project, there is a chance for permanent jobs opportunities. The third goal was to enhance the role of public institution through providing this old building to offer their services. And fourth, also, we have been able to make use of this historic building, and this can decrease the need of land in the time where there is no available land. So this was the goals of this project. We have been successful to meet our aims and goals, and we are still continuing with these projects.
قيادة المركز مشريع الترميم لاقت أهدافها بكل نجاح. ليس فقط هو الميراث الملموس لفلسطين وجدت في المباني التاريخية المحفوظة، ولكن المباني المرممة تقدم للسكان ميزة أعلى من الحياة.
This project is for the Anatre Quarter, a quarter which is located next to the Nativity Church. This quarter used to be in very bad condition. We have been able to upgrade the infrastructure and provide better working, better living condition and safety condition for people there. These are some photos for the old core of Beit Fajjar, or the historic center of Beit Fajjar. Also there we have been able to improve the living condition for people living in that area. About building renovations, this is Marafram Children Library. This is how it was before, and now, after being rehabilitated, it is now used as Children Library.
مع التعليم بكونه ذو قيمة عالية في الثقافة الفلسطينية، مركز المحافظة على الميراث الثقافي يطبق أيضا جهوده في ترميم المباني لتزويد المباني والمنشآت من أجل الطلاب.
دار أبو عيد in Beit Jala, one of our outstanding projects. It is a three-story building constructed 150 years ago. It was abandoned for more than 20 years. We have been able to restore the building and to adapt it to be used as a music academy for teaching to the children music. Also, these are some photos. This is one of our projects that was planned in a village 5 kilometers to the south of Beit Lahem. This building had almost collapsed, and the people in that village never believed that this building can be used once again. We have been able to restore the building and to make it available as a cultural center. This is one of our projects in Al-Jab'a village, a village 15 kilometers to the south of Beit Lahem. And after rehabilitation, this building was used as a kindergarten. You can see that we have different treatment for these buildings according to the use. Here the colors used are colorful that fit with the new purpose of the building. This is one very important palace that was constructed in Beit Lahem in the year 1914. And later it was transferred to be a school.
من خلال الجهود المحبوبة والمتفانية لمركز المحافظة على الميراث الفلسطيني الثقافي وأوضاع العيش للفلسطينيين المحليين تحسنت بشكل كبير، وعملهم المهم قد كفل أيضا الاستمرار لثقافتهم الجميلة، حيث أن القيم العالمية للسلام هي ذاتها والاحترام متشارك.
All people are born equal. Everybody has the right to live equal to the other. So I hope that peace will come one day to this land and we can live all in peace, because we are all humans and we all deserve a peaceful life.
I think the culture is one of the aspects that may help in building trust. Being a specialist in the protecting cultural heritage, I think we should start with this point to make cooperation between both sides in order to protect the cultural heritage.
تقديرنا العميق للسيد عصام جحا والآنسة ندى الأطرش على مشاركة خبرتهم وثقافتهم في المحافظة على الميراث الفلسطيني الملموس وغير الملموس. لعل العمل المهم لمركز المحافظة على الميراث الفلسطيني الثقافي يستمر في النجاح المثمر. من أجل المزيد حول مركز المحافظة على الميراث الثقافي، الرجاء زيارة الموقع الإلكتروني www.cchp.ps. مشاهدين المتفائلين، شكرا لكم على كونكم معنا في برنامج رحلة من خلال الممالك الجمالية. يأتي تاليا برنامج التغذية النباتية، الطريقة النبيلة للعيش، مباشرة بعد نشرة أخبار جديرة بالذكر هنا على شاشة تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. لعل النور من الحب والتناغم يشع في كل ركن من منزلنا الكوكبي المشارك. Optimistic viewers, thank you being with us for a journey through aesthetic realms. Up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Right after, noteworthy news. Here on Supreme Master Television. May the light of love and harmony shine in every corner of our shared planetary home.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.